In the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, courtside here tonight, ACC Big Ten Challenge, and it's all Florida State as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. 74-55 is your score in favor of the Seminoles. Before we continue, 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
John Audius with you here courtside tonight at the Kohl Center. And Florida State outscored Wisconsin by just a point in that third quarter, 25-24. The Badgers shot 53% from the field. Florida State one-upped them again, 61.5% from the floor. Bucky Badger has just grabbed my court mic, and he's pretending to sing into it. And now he's getting a picture with somebody else. As he's holding my microphone courtside. Bucky, don't tap the microphone. Can you tap it so everybody can hear? Oh, he just put it down. Thanks, Bucky. I've been getting harassed by mascots lately. Just at Ohio State, Covelli Center for Volleyball, when Wisconsin beat Ohio State to end the regular season. And Brutus, the Buckeye, came up to me and was harassing me. I had to give him a high five just so he left. Williams back into the game, catches down low on Timpson, counted, and a foul. All right, so Sarah Williams starting the fourth quarter off. Big spark here for the Badgers. She's playing with four fouls, but that does not stop her aggressiveness, nor can it. Williams will step to the free throw line. The Badgers in this game shooting 43% overall, while Florida State is shooting 57% from the field. Here's Williams, ready for the free throw. It's up and it's in. Three-point play completed for Sarah Williams, 74-58. Florida State on top of Wisconsin. 9:45, just underway, fourth quarter. It's all we have left here tonight at the Kohl Center. Howard launches a long three on the right. No, Williams, strong two-handed rebound. Post Pisalova, bouncing for LaBarbara. It got knocked away and kicked out of bounds by Florida State. Looking at LaBarbara's reaction, you would have thought that maybe the pass was just off the mark a bit. She looked a little frustrated, but it'll be Wisconsin basketball. Badgers trailing to Florida State. Three off feet. Inbounds, and it's knocked in for Julie Post Pisalova. 74-61. Fourth three-point make tonight for Post Pisalova. Latson may have gotten away with another travel as she stopped on a dime and dragged her pivot foot. Now Post Pisalova defending the freshman Latson. In the corner to Howard, trying to dribble out of trouble. Lost it. Julie P on the floor. Jump ball. FSU possession arrow. 10 seconds, though, on the shot clock, and Wisconsin has come to life here in this fourth quarter. Defensively, playing very strong here through the first about minute of the quarter. In fact, it's caused head coach Brooke Wyckoff in her first season at Florida State to bring in some reserves. Off the inbounds, three in the corner, missed by Latson. Williams collects it, but was shoved from behind by Myers. So that's two quick fouls against Florida State in the quarter. Not even a minute gone by, and the Badgers need three more to be in the bonus. Backcourt, LaBarbara. Looks over at the head coach, Marissa Mosley. Brings it up and bounces for Pospisilova. Right wing. Return pass back to LaBarbara. Again back to Julie P. To the corner. Wilkie's open. The three is launched and the three is through. Wilkie hits the three-point bomb and we've got a 10-point game. 74-64. 9-0 start for Wisconsin to the quarter. Massengill driving, kicking out. Topside, Gordon's open three. No good. Who has it? Myers. No, it's knocked away by Williams. Oh, no, they're going to get Williams for her fifth. Sarah Williams knocked that rebound out of the hands of Myers. Wisconsin had it. 9-0 run, down by 10. They were ready to go the other way on a fast break. And instead, that's the fifth foul against Sarah Williams. She's done. 5 points, four rebounds. And now it's Florida State to inbound. Baseline left. That's a big call. 10-point game, some momentum going. And now Williams is out for the rest of the game. 8:26 to play. Massengill, free throw line. Defended by Schrammick. Lets it go. No good. LaBarbara grabs the rebound. Here we go. Outlet. Left side. Here comes Elu. Badgers down by 10 to Wilkie. Cross court. Near side. Pospisilova. Around Massengill. Back out Wilkie. How about another one? That one's short from the left. Rebound picked up by Florida State. In the corner. And then Latson got it poked out of bounds by Julie Pospisilova. The entire Badger bench wanted to say it happened right in front of Wisconsin's bench. Wanted to say that's the Badger's ball. Instead, Latson and company get it back. Florida State, 2 minutes gone by in the fourth, but they're holding on to just a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 24 in the game. Valenzuela to the right side. Gordon defended by LaBarbara. Back to Massengill. Florida State, Valenzuela. Free throw line jumper. Missed badly on the right. Myers has it. Elu trying to box out. They're going to get Elu for the foul. As Elu fell to the floor. Just trying to box out Myers. First foul against Elu. Wisconsin still on a 9-0 run. They started the quarter down by 19 points to FSU. Seminoles ball. Latson's pass knocked away by Wilkie. They were throwing it all the way from the right side, one player to the next, all the way to the left corner. Wilkie identified that, knocked that last pass away, and nearly came up with the steal. 7:39 to play in the game. Massengill, left sideline inbound. Latson has it. Latson defended by Pospisilova. Zone look defensively by the Badgers, so LaBarbara will pick her up over on the right. Here comes the screen. High screen, Valenzuela. Latson splitting defenders all the way to the window. And the layup's good. Once she got by those two Badger defenders, it was just one more step and a layup. Wide open. 76-64. Stops the 9-0 Wisconsin run. Here's Hilliard down low. Throws it out to Wilkie. Wilkie tries to drive in. Has nothing there. Kicks out. Pospisilova. Basketball. Pospisilova. Looking. Brings it all the way back to the motion W. Now makes her move. Now gallops through the lane. Right hand attempt comes up just a tad short. Myers has it. Badgers want to foul. Here comes Massengill. Front court. For Florida State. Drops it off for Gordon. Gordon driving high off the glass. No, but she got pushed. Foul will send Gordon to the free throw line. And that'll be team foul number three against Wisconsin here in the quarter. And that was a shooting foul. So Omaria Gordon, the sophomore from Bradenton, Florida, will go to the free throw line. 67% free throw shooter, and it's in. Gordon has not made a field goal tonight, 0 of 5, but it's perfect from the free throw line, 6 of 6. See, I said that right before she shot it, hoping to jinx her. It did not work. 6:49 to play. 78-64. After the Badgers scored the first 9 points of the quarter, Florida State has come back with the next four. Pospisilova lets the three go, and it rolls in. Another three-point bomb for Julie Pospisilova. That's her fifth make of the game. 78-67. 11-point FSU lead. Latson collides with Schrammick, and that's a charge. Schrammick with her feet outside the restricted arc, absorbing the contact. It'll be Badgers' ball. 6:24 to play. Wisconsin can cut it to single digits with a basket here. The Badgers, 4 of 6 from the floor this quarter. They've made 3 three-pointers already in the fourth. LaBarbara, right side, screen, Schrammick. LaBarbara, left-hand dribble, throws to her left. Picked up Julie Peace, spins it off to the left. Wilkie grabs the pass. Wilkie has it, looks to her left to Schrammick on the right. Schrammick, a couple of dribbles, hands off to LaBarbara. Shot clock to 10. Avery, pull up, long two, right side, and it's in. The grand transfer, Avery LaBarbara, just put Wisconsin to within single digits. 78-69, 5:50 to go in the game. Florida State is feeling this Badger surge right now. Gordon zips it over to Latson. Back to Gordon, high on the left, 5:39 to go. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Latson with Hilliard defending. To Gordon with Pospisilova defending. Lob, it's intercepted. Here comes Hilliard on the fast break. Sid, pull up. No, missed it. Got it back. Hilliard kicks out. How about a three? Yeah! Pospisilova drills it. 6-point game. Timeout, Florida State. A three in front of her own bench as Julie P is putting on a show. 26 points, and it's an 8-0 Wisconsin run. Timeout, FSU, 5:18 to play. Do not go anywhere. 78-72, Florida State. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. What a game we got brewing here in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 78-72. Florida State's lead is down to 6. It was 19 points at the start of the quarter. They've led by as many as 24 points. That came with 3:54 to go in the third. But Wisconsin is on an 8-0 run. They scored the first 9 points of the quarter before Florida State came back with the next 4. Then the Badgers have scored the last 8 points of the quarter, and they find themselves down by 6. Julie Pospisilova, 6 three-pointers. That is a new career high for Pospisilova. She just tied the career high against VCU when she hit 5 and scored 27 points. She's up to 26 points now, leads all scorers, and they need every single one of those points. That's because the Badgers' top two leading scorers have combined for just 10 tonight. Wilkie has 5, Williams has 5, but is fouled out of the game. So it's the Julie P. Show. Why not? 8-0 Wisconsin run. Florida State following the timeout. Badgers settle into their 2-3 defensive zone. Latson has it. Latson running to the rim. It's good. Just went right down the rim. Leaned in at the Big Ten logo. The float a shot up and in. Stops the 8-0 run, but still single digits. 8-point game. Wisconsin trails. Hilliard has it outside left for the Badgers. 4:56 to go in the fourth quarter. LaBarbara, 3 on the right. Yeah! LaBarbara hits it, and she's fired up. Another Badgers 3-pointer. Fifth of the quarter. 5-point game. Bounce pass, dangerous one. Caught by Latson into the corner. Howard, no. The three is missed. It's off of 2 Florida State players. And there's a whistle to stop play. And what's the call? LaBarbara is on the floor. It'll be Badgers basketball. And that's going to be a foul against Florida State. And I didn't see who they called it on. That is the fourth team foul against FSU. LaBarbera's still on the floor now. She bounces up. So that call was against Gordon. That's her fourth team foul. So the next one will put the Badgers at the free throw line for the rest of the quarter. There's 4:32 to play in this game. And guess what? Wisconsin's down by just five. Trail by 19 to start the quarter. They've outscored the Seminoles 20-6 in the fourth. Hilliard, outside left for the Badgers, right hand dribble. Spins it over to Pospisilova. Two players on her. Drives to the baseline. Gives it up for Stremek. Back out. Wilkie, three left side. Another three-point bomb! Maddie Wilkie from the outside. And Wisconsin is down by 2 points. 4:05 to play. The threes are falling tonight. Massengill, three left side. No. High rebound. Who has it? Tips in down low. Power move up and in. The three-point shooting by Wisconsin is outstanding. 6 of 7 three-point hits in the quarter. 3:44 to go. Four-point Florida State lead, 82-78. Latson, some tight defense on Hilliard, and she got caught, reached it in. Foul, and that was not a very smart foul by the freshman. I understand the crowd was getting loud, and they want to make a defensive stand, but what Latson just did was award Wisconsin 2 free throw attempts because the Badgers are in the bonus the rest of the way. 3:38 to go. And it'll put Sydney Hilliard at the free throw line. Needs to make these. She missed 1 of 5 from the foul line tonight is Sid. 82-78. Next one, Hilliard spins it. That one missed as well. Rebounded by Timpson, 1 of 6 for Hilliard. Those are two crucial misses. 3:30 to go in the game. Latson for the Seminoles, outside right. Now Pospisilova steps up defensively. Latson has nowhere to go. She picked up her dribble. Hands off to Gordon. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Gordon downhill to the rim. Lost it out of bounds, but who touched it? Last touch by a Badgers player. It'll be Florida State ball. 3:18 to play in the game. 82-78. FSU has the lead. Gordon to inbound. Baseline left. Gets it to Latson. Latson scooping. Layup is in. 84-78. 6-point lead for Florida State. 3:08 to go in the game. Wisconsin has outscored the Seminoles by 13 in the quarter. Here's LaBarbera. Right elbow jumper. No good. Into the hands of Stramick down low. No, but a foul. So Brooke Stramick now has a chance with the clock stopped at 2:58 to go to the free throw line for the UW. The Badgers 13 of 21 from the free throw line tonight. That is 62%. Stramick got Timpson in the air, and now we'll shoot a pair. And that free throw is in. 8 points for Schrammen. This to make it a 4-point game. Schrammen flips it up. It's short, and it's grabbed by Gordon of Florida State. 1 of 2 at the line. The Badgers have missed 3 of 4 free throws over their last 4. It'd be a totally different score right now. Latson, right sideline. Lost it for a moment. Gets it back. Pospisilova stepping up defensively. Oh, she fell down. Now Latson takes advantage. Runs right to the basket and scores with the right hand. Latson is killing the Badgers right now when Florida State needs her most. She's up to 25 points. 25 for Latson. That is her third game this season with 20 or more points. 2:24 to play in Wisconsin. The clock is not on their side right now. Pospisilova, left of the wheel. Throw inside. Stramick catches. Back out to the right. LaBarbera, catch and shoot three. That one's going to be off the mark. Who has it? It's loose. Wilkie has it down low on the left. Kick out. Julie P. How about a three? Yeah! Rolls it. Pospisilova makes it. 86-82. Wisconsin down by 4. 2 minutes to play in this game. Now they got to be good defensively. Latson launches a three. It's off the rim. Gordon, that is Howard missing it down low. Howard had it and missed it, low on the left. Picked up by Wisconsin. Hilliard into the front court, a minute 44 to go. How about a three on the left by Wilkie? No, too strong. Off the hands of Howard before she gets it back. A minute 37 to go, 86-82. Four-point FSU lead, but they can milk the clock. A minute 30 to go, 21 seconds on the shot clock. So they can get this down to about a minute 10 or so before having to do anything. We'll see what happens. Latson throws outside left to Timpson. They swing it around to the right side. Latson to Massengill. Inside. Timpson up. Missed it. Got it back. Wilkie falls down. Puts it up and in. Wilkie holding her right knee. Just kind of stretching that out, making sure she's okay. Hilliard and Schrammick help her up. She's a little tender on that knee right now. And now she's going to go back to the bench where she'll talk to head coach Marissa Mosley. A minute 10 to go. 6-point deficit for the Badgers. Do they have enough left in the tank to finish this out for the final 70 seconds? They've hit 7 three-pointers this quarter. Down by 6, but they need points in bunches. LaBarbera, ooh, she was open. Spins it over to LU in the corner. 56 seconds to play. Bounces for Post Pichalova. Back out LaBarbera. To the corner, Schrammick. Three short. Rebounded by Howard. Howard on the baseline tries to throw it off LU, but did she step out of bounds? She did. As she was backing off, trying to throw it off of the Badgers defender, I think she stepped on the baseline. And Wisconsin will get it back, but first a timeout by Florida State with 47.2 seconds to go. It is an 88-82 lead for the Seminoles. Timeout, FSU. Do we have one more break? Keep it here then. 6-point lead, the Badgers in this quarter, 27 points, 9 of 16, that's 56%. They've hit 7 three-pointers, 7 for 11, that's 64%. And they have just come out firing in the fourth. It's an 88-82 score, though. And Florida State trying to close it out and win their 10th straight ACC Big Ten Challenge game. Trying to move to 8-1 this season. Meanwhile, the Badgers trying to stop a four-game slide, but time is not on their side. Just 47 seconds to play, and they have to overcome a 6-point deficit. LaBarbera will be throwing it in from the right baseline. Looking to her left, flips it out to her right. Return pass back to LaBarbera. 44 seconds. She'll let the three go on the left. No good. Into the hands of Howard. And now picked up by Latson, and she's fouled with 39 seconds to play. And that is foul against Wilkie, I believe, who reached it. Fourth team foul, so the next one will put the Seminoles at the free throw line. So you can be aggressive on this one. Try for the steal. 39 seconds to play. State inbound. Right sideline throws it up ahead. It is caught by Howard. Layup, she missed it. Rebounded by Porter. Here comes Porter pushing. 33 seconds. To the right, Post Pichalova. Three. It's in. Post Pichalova drills it. Cuts the deficit in half. 88-85. 30 seconds to go. Timeout FSU. And her career high in three-pointers is now at 8. 8 for 11 for Post Pichalova. Post Pichalova, a career high in points with 32. A career night for Julie P. 32 points, a career best. 8 three-pointers, a career best. 10 field goal makes, ties a career best. And they've needed every single one of those points, down by 3. 88-85. The Badgers have hit on 8 of 13 threes in the quarter. Post Pichalova, 5 for 5 in the quarter. 30.1 1 second to play. Florida State will have a full 30-second shot clock, so the Badgers obviously will need to foul in this situation, but not necessarily right away. Try to create some havoc, see what you can do. Florida State advances to the front court following the timeout. 88-85 Seminoles. The inbound right sideline, Massengill throws it in. It's caught by Myers, and she's immediately fouled. 28 and a half seconds. Valencia Myers, a 56% free throw shooter, will now step to the free throw line for Florida State. Myers is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight, and that's pretty much who you want at the free throw line if you're Wisconsin. They found the 56% free throw shooter through the first 8 games. Although she has made 3 of 4, like I mentioned, tonight free throws in. Okay, so that makes it a 2-possession game. 28 and a half seconds to go. Next one. Good. 5-point game. Timeout Wisconsin and Marissa Mosley. And so the Badgers will advance this basketball into the front court as well. But like I said, shot clock is now turned off, and there's just 28.5 seconds to play in the game. The Badgers are down by 5. So what you need here, quick score. Just a 2-pointer, maybe a 3. To take anything at this point, right? Let's say 87-90, try for the steal, and then you just try to extend the game as long as you can, hoping for some Florida State misses at the free throw line and some makes on the other side. So Wisconsin has taken its final timeout, however, so that'll make it a bit more challenging. No timeouts left for the Badgers. No timeouts left for Florida State. Right now, Marissa Mosley has her team huddled up, gathered around on the bench on the far side of the court. Leading scorer tonight for Wisconsin, Pospisilova. 32 points, career high. 8 threes, a career high. 25 for Latson for Florida State. The Badgers have 3 players in double figures. 14 for LaBarbera. 13 from LU. Down by 5, 28.5 seconds to play. Need a quick basket here. Pospisilova. Inbound left sideline, finds Hilliard. Gives to LaBarbera, to Julie P at the free throw line. Throws to the corner, Wilkie catch and shoot. The 3 is up, it's no good, but she stepped out of bounds. Wilkie, and they executed it almost to perfection. Wilkie stepping out of bounds. So now Florida State has to inbound. Remember, no timeouts. Oh, they get it up ahead. It's caught by Latson. She's wide open. Runway, easy layup. Outran everybody. Got past the defense. Layup's good. 18 seconds, and that's going to do it. 7-point game. Here's Hilliard. Hilliard driving from the left side. Right-hand finish is good. 11.9 to play. 92-87. Back to 5 points. The deficit reaching in. Did they tie her up? It's Wisconsin's possession arrow. Or it's a foul. Okay. That's another big call. Foul called against Wisconsin, and I think it's Wilkie. It is Maddie Wilkie, who just fouled out of the game. 8 points on 3 of 11 shooting. So the Badgers' top 2 leading scorers this season, Wilkie and Williams, both fouled out of this game. And they combined tonight for 13 points. There's the free throw, and it's no good. Missed by Bajetti, who's at the foul line now. 5-point game. 10 seconds, though, to play. Next one is no good. All right, rebounded by Hilliard, down to 9. Hilliard pushing, need a quick basket. Leaves it off for Julie P. Pospisilova launches the 3, misses badly with 2 seconds. Ball picked up by Hilliard. She'll run to the rim. Layup's no good at the buzzer. And that's how it ends tonight in Madison. A ferocious push by the Badgers at the end comes up just short. Florida State wins the Big Ten ACC matchup tonight, 92-87. But Wisconsin did make it a game. They scored 32 points in that final quarter, including 8 3-pointers. But they fall for the 5th straight game. Once again, the final score, Florida State 92, Wisconsin 87. Back at the postgame show in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Meet the Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
You've already met him.
Long time, safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back. Post-game show continues, 92-87, as Wisconsin wins it here tonight. Or, I'm sorry, as Florida State, I'm doing seven things at once. Florida State wins at 92-87. But you know what? That fourth quarter was something else. Joined by assistant coach Caroline Doty. Let's start with the fourth quarter. You score the first 9 points overall in the entire 10 minutes, 8 of 14 threes. What was the difference in the fourth that really sparked that big run by your team that got you back in it?
It's kind of what we talked about in the pregame, right, is wanting to finish. So just having that mentality of, hey, like the scoreboard after, you know, every quarter, it's 0-0. So coming out and trying to just dominate that quarter. And, I mean, that's what we did, 32-18 in that fourth quarter. I mean, if we continue to build and put these quarters together, we're going to be dangerous. But showed a lot of guts, a lot of fight, a lot of confidence, and that's what we want to see. Fell short. I thought we had them.
Yeah, I did too. And started that quarter down by 19. What can you say about the play of Julie Pospisilova in the quarter? Hit 5 3-pointers. Had a career high. I believe she had 8 3-pointers tonight. Career high 32 points. That's back-to-back games, scoring 27 and 32 with a combined, you did the math, 13 threes. I mean, she's been fantastic offensively.
Yeah, I mean, she's been grinding, right? She had a really good week of practice. And just, again, just that mentality shift of wanting it more and wanting the ball in her hands and taking it over. So knowing that she had the hot hand and getting those shots up, I mean, going 8 for 12 for anybody is huge, especially against a really physical, athletic Florida State team. So for her to show up, showed really great leadership and great performance by her senior.
And you needed her tonight, too, because, Maddie Wilkie's numbers were a little off. She fouled out of the game with 8 points, and then Sarah Williams barely had any court time tonight. 5 fouls and 5 points. So the top two leading scorers combined for 13. So you needed all you could get from everyone else.
Yeah, we sure did. And you know what? Some nights the ball just doesn't go in the hoop, but Maddie showed a lot of resilience. She's on the defensive end, getting some defensive stops, getting some rebounds. And then for Sarah, just getting unlucky with those fouls, we could have really used her down low presence. Just the beginning of, I think it was the third quarter, just having some dominance down there and getting their post players in foul trouble too. So, yeah, this one stings a little bit. because we had them. Yeah. Again, we had them. But, I mean, again, just to show how much they came back in that fourth quarter is huge.
I was going to say, how much did the free throws kind of hurt for your team? You scored 32 in the fourth, but 2 of 5 from the free throw line in the quarter. Overall, 61% in the game.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. We do free throws every single day, so I'm just making sure that that's kind of a focus moving forward because we're leaving a lot of points on the board with those misses.
Well, it was a great fourth quarter. What an exciting finish. It came up just short. Thank you so much for the time.
Great, thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Badgers assistant coach Caroline Doty as the Badgers fall 92-87. A break and a look at the numbers next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. When players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Post-game show continues 92-87. Florida State beats Wisconsin in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. But I'll tell you what, the Badgers had them. They had them there for a little bit. Started the quarter down by 19. Cut it to as little as 2 points at 80-78. But Florida State would survive 92-87. I really think some missed free throws down the stretch. Not really. It just made the game, you know, end a little bit differently. The sequence of events ended a little bit differently. The Badgers had 2 of 5, but there's a stretch there where they missed 3 of 4. Even if you give a couple of those points back, you know, you're at 92-89 for a final, but perhaps the way it plays out could have been a little bit different. Anyway, 92-87 was the final score. Let's take a look at the team numbers. The Badgers end up shooting 45% in the game. They're 55% in the final quarter with those 32 points. Florida State, 52% from the field tonight. Three-point shooting, Wisconsin, 13 for 32. That's 41% shooting. 13 threes, that's what did they just hit? 14 threes and set the school, tied the school record with the 14 threes. Not too long ago against Bradley. Let me double check that. Yeah, 14 threes. So they were just one off of that. This Badger team can shoot. 61% for the Badgers at the free throw line. Florida State, 51% from the floor, 36% from deep, 8-22, and 74% at the line. Rebounding, huge edge for the Seminoles, 44-28. 21 assists for Wisconsin, 18 for FSU. Turnovers, the Badgers turned it over just 12 times. Florida State, 18 turnovers, but they led +3 in points off turnovers at 14-11. Second chance points, 15-11, Florida State. Points in the paint, 44-26, Seminoles. Fast break, +5 for the Seminoles, 15-10. Assists, I mentioned that, +3 for the Badgers. Steals, 6 for FSU, 5 for Wisconsin. Florida State was a top, what were they, a top 20 team, I believe, in blocks coming into tonight. And they had almost seven blocks a game. Just had three tonight, two for the Badgers. Wisconsin never led. Florida State led by as many as 24 late in the third quarter. But they end up winning it by a score of 92-87. Badgers outscored them 32-18 in that final quarter. We'll take a break, come back with the individual stats. We'll hear some highlights from today's game, too. And we'll check the Big Ten scoreboard. Still some things to get to here in the post-game show, but we'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 47. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 10 above. Upper teens Saturday with a chance for snow. Low 30s, mainly sunny Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Everyone's looking for the bail, where we're going to go. Some are going to Hive, Mastodon. There's just so many now. But Musk has now, I guess, starting to suspend accounts and ban people. Dean Baker, who's been on this show a number of times, evidently got his account suspended. Andrew Lawrence from Media Matters, I guess his account suspended. What happened to the champion of free speech? What happened to that?
Yeah, that's what's been interesting is about that is that he's only for free speech if people are saying what he wants them to say. And that's not what free speech is. My favorite thing has been the fake people that are coming out who are getting verified, like the guy who came out as Jesus, you know, who was verified. That was amazing. And his bio says, like, you know, carpenter, healer.
Stealer.
Those have been fun. Like, that's the only real reason that I stick around is just kind of to see the implosion and also to see the fake accounts.
I'm not leaving.
I mean, I that's the other thing, too, is there was a conversation, oddly enough, on The View with Alyssa Milano, where she made a really good point. Like, we can't cede that land to people like Elon Musk and the Nazis. Like, you can't let them have that. You shouldn't let them have that. I get why people are leaving. Like, it is sort of this mental health issue where you can only take it so long for, like, Nazis to yell at you, right?
And that's where you yell back. That's where you yell back.
Or just mute them. I mean, that's the worst thing. Oh, don't block them.
Can't do that.
But if you mute them, then they're forced to see your stuff, and you don't have to see any of theirs.
No. You got to take on Nazis. You cannot cede ground to Nazis, and I'm not leaving. Elon Musk is going to have to suspend and ban me, just like Dean Baker and Andrew Lawrence and the rest of the ones. Because he's thin-skinned and this whole idea, this nonsense that he's a free speech, get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, that's crap. That's such crap.
Complete nonsense.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you fight back against that if he's just making stuff up about it. You got to figure out, like, you can't have terms of services who are like, if you do something I don't like, then you're gone.
Sure you can. Sure you can. It's a private company.
Yeah, I guess he can, but yeah. Then you're just...
And that's
there
where
really
this...
is. There's no way he's going to make any money off of this. I mean, all of the.
I don't know. I think he can fleece people for, you know, $20 for the blue check. I think he can make a little bit, but I think long term he's going to end up screwing himself. I think that's possible. But, you know, I personally think this is more about just ticking off the left and you know, making libtiers and all this. And I'm going, look, this is why you don't give power to rich people to be kings and dictators. He's showing us why.
Yeah, that's exactly what there he's doing. And that's, I think, you know,
tax him.
He's going to lose his money on it. That's what's been so great is it's just like, you know, I get that you were able to get investors and stuff, but he cashed in $4 billion of his Tesla stock to buy this thing.
Yeah, but he's not going to be on the street corner selling pencils anytime
soon. No, but he's certainly not going to be the richest man in the world anymore.
And I'm okay with that. And this is why we need to start taxing people like him and using that money to help the homeless and the hungry and get education and healthcare for people. That's where we need to go. But Sarah, as always, great stuff. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Our good friend Sarah Burris. Make sure you check out the work that she does. Rawstory.com is the website. Make sure you check that out. We'll get links out on social media how you can do it. Going to take a quick break. Remember, if you miss any portion of the program, grab the podcast. Wherever you find your favorites, you'll find ours, from iTunes to iHeart, Stitcher to Podbean, everywhere in between. Right back after this. Stick around. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1955. That was the day that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. With that action, she helped to launch the civil rights movement in the United States. Rosa Parks is often portrayed as simply a weary woman, tired from a long day of work as a seamstress. While that was true, she was also a member of the NAACP, who had been trained in race relations at the Highlander Folk School in Tennessee. Her refusal to give up her seat was a political act. When she was arrested, E.D. Nixon looked into what happened. Nixon was a leader of his union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. He called the police department to inquire about Parks, only to be told it was none of your damn business. He found a lawyer and posted her bail. Leaders in the black community decided to declare a bus boycott for the following Monday. They called themselves the Montgomery Improvement Association. The first day of the boycott was a rounding success, but many wanted to end the action. At a meeting of the Montgomery Improvement Association, Nixon gave an impassioned speech where he said, "What's the matter with you people? We have been living off the sweat of these washermen all of these years, and you have never done anything for them. Now you can have a chance to pay them back, and you're too damn scared to stand on your feet and be counted." They decided to continue the boycott. In order to keep it going, organizers established a private taxi service to ensure that black residents could get to and from work. For more than a year, they kept up the boycott until they won their fight for desegregation. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06.